had a trunk and things like that.
When I was growing up, everybody had a safe.
Yeah.
Oh, had tin on each side, and the doors, the back was solid wood, and that, oh, it'd be about that tall, and have four fire shelves and dip over the floor about that high.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's where we kept our dishes and our food when they took it off the table. And now they call them pie safes.
Oh, they call them pie safes, but... But when y'all were coming up, they just called it a...
safe. Mm-hmm. Yeah. There's one of them out here on the porch out
here. Oh, really?
Yeah, there's one out here.
And that's where you would keep... I was going to ask you that, where you'd keep your dishes and things.
Yeah, all right.
Tell me about your pots and pans you'd hang up.
Yeah.
And then dishes. Everybody had one of them safes.
Mm-hmm.
And that was called just a safe for your dishes. Mm-hmm. And they'd have old vegetables you had left, put them in there and shut the door.
Mm-hmm.
But now then, and them things is as high as a cat's back. And they call them pie safes.
And now another thing, I think of it, I'll tell you another thing that we had back then. Nearly everybody had a smokehouse.
Oh.
And that's where they kept the meat and the salt.
Oh,
and
the,
it was just kind of a catch-all.
And that would be even a...
Yeah.
What if you call
a utility room?
Yeah, yeah.
What you calling?
Now then we use a deep freeze for the meat, you see.
Yeah.
Nobody, there's nobody use a smokehouse today.
Mm-hmm.
And they could smoke, they smoked that meat with hickory wood and cured it. When they got cured, well, they'd hang it and smoke it with mostly. Some use sassafras on it too, and it to give it a little flavor.
Uh-huh.
And it'll just brown it. It's the best meat. Oh, you couldn't.
Is.
Yes, it was the best of meat.
You can go over here across the Mississippi River in Tennessee, and you can just find that all over there. It's high, but it's,
even nowadays,
well, they smoke it over there. Hams and bacon and shoulder,
smoked or salt. There's some of it done back out in them Ozarks too, the mountains back out there.
Yeah, they still, and I have seen places that sell it. I
have
never tried to buy it.
Yeah, they do, it's out there. But it's not in this part of the country at all. We've done away with
it. We've done away with it. We was out there visiting our daughter.
Yeah. You have a daughter that lives in now?
She used to live.
She lives in Campbell now.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
She did live in Tennessee?
She lived in Springdale.
That used to live in Springdale.
Yeah.
That's when you're talking about those.
Yeah.
I thought you mentioned earlier about that you could get it in Tennessee.
No.
The one that did live in Springdale.
Yeah.
Now that's up in the mountains.
Yeah.
Well, did you ever hear, we were talking earlier about furniture, did you ever hear people call it plunder? Is that
what I've heard it called plunder. Yes, sir, I have. I've heard it called plunder.
That's a word, you don't hear that anymore
no,
much.
No. There's a number of words now that is used back then
that we don't hear that.
Of now, it's
I'm really interested in those old words, that people don't use much. What is it about this smokehouse? Now, you'd use it to store just odds and ends.
It is built, and the intention of it
was
to put the meat in and salt. I see they get salt with a barrel, most of them did. So they could salt the meat, and they used that salt through the year.
And the barrel of sorghum,
they just put in the smokehouse there, and it was, they just, as I said, a kind of a catch-all. It's pretty well filled up for but it's built into well, everybody had their chickens.
There
was chickens, and some of them didn't have a chicken house at all. They were roosting.